This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iraqi protesters blocked roads in Baghdad on Sunday to raise pressure on the government. On Saturday, security forces killed a protester and wounded 91 others in Baghdad. Reuters' Matthew Laritunda reports.
The protests that have swept Iraq for weeks are now the largest to hit that country since the era of Saddam Hussein. On Saturday, thousands blocked every road leading into the country's main seaport on the Gulf. Daylight demonstrations have been largely peaceful. Violence happens as the sun goes down. Overnight, security forces used live ammunition. More than 250 people have died since the protests began.
That is Reuters' Matthew Laritunda reporting. At least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian border town of Talabat. The ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, the YPG, the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader, calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he has no plans of quitting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack.